RSN Central. Greenlight on with Dan Malicki.
It's time to preview Breeders' Crown Weekend. We'll be catching up with Matthew Craven, hopefully Dean Braun. We'll have a chat to us as well. I've spoken to most of the major players anyway, so I will relay what they told me, all in the bid to help us back a winner over a Friday night and Saturday night of harness racing with some of the best horses in Australasia doing battle. And the man to help me preview this weekend of harness racing here in Victoria is Dan Malecki. Hello to you, Dan.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth. And to celebrate the harness racing as well, it's a major moment for any trainer, any driver, and you know, particularly an owner, to get their horses into these Breeders' Crown races. And while there are eight Group 1 races on Saturday night, there are plenty of Group 2 and Group 3, terrific prize money up for grabs, and it's a wonderful time of the year and a wonderful carnival for harness racing in Victoria.
And Dan Malecki is brought to you by who today?
Lowalong Farms and Melton Saddlery, terrific supporters of our show, Gareth. Lowalong Farms, they're making a real name in the breeding industry in Victoria, and their stallion lineup is world-class in 2021. It includes Poster Boy and Soho Tribeca. Both are from Australian Broodmares of the Year, and both of them eligible for the VicBred Pure first win bonus of $12,000. Melmara, the high-flying US import with the speed pedigree, the world's fastest pacer, Lather Up, the globe-trotting Square Gator, Speeding Spur, Shuttle Star, American Ideal, Pastor Stephen, the proven sire whose book is filling fast, and Top Trot's sire in Bacardi Lindy. Remember the name, Lowalong Farms, part of Northern Rivers Equine. The stallions, news, video links, social links and more are at nrequine.com.au. And we're very privileged to have the support of both Lowalong Farms and also Melton Saddlery. Melton Saddlery have been a part of the landscape and harness racing for over 30 years, Gareth. And Pauline and the team have been serving the harness and racing industries and the equestrian sports. Melton Saddlery has the best racing brands from around the world at competitive prices, even the hard-to-get items. Riding and racing gear, trots racing apparel, all your supplements and vet supplies, and rugs for all seasons. Melton Saddlery for all your equine needs. You'll find them on the web at meltonsaddlery.com.au. And they're open 6 days a week in the main Melton Shopping Centre at 79 Unit Street. To place an internet order, shoot an email to hello@meltonsaddlery.com.
Unbelievable stuff, Dan. Superb. Thank you to our sponsors. Matthew Craven joins us here. He's our first guest for our preview for Breeders' Crown Weekend for Greenlight On. Hello to you, Matty.
How are you, Gareth? How are you, Dan?
Good, thanks, mate.
Yeah, good, Matt.
Do we start? We'll start with your Saturday runners, and you've got a couple of strong chances in race number three on the program, Elder Baron Tess. This is Friday night, I should say. Elder Baron Tess and Queen of Crime. Geez, I'm a big fan of Tess. Can she defeat a horse like I'm Ready Jet, Matty?
Oh, she'll need to be at her very best on Friday night, Gareth. You know, she's got a sort of tricky draw drawn outside the speed, and you know, it's going to be pretty tough for her, but she's in, you know, great form, and she is a lovely mare, so hopefully, if she brings her best, she'll run well. And you know, there's not just I'm Ready Jet in the field as well. It's, you know, it's a really strong four-year-old trot mares, and we'll have to be doing pretty well to be winning. But they're both in good order, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
A bit of a reference to Scotch Notch and Elder Baron Tess's last win. What did you think of that?
Well, you know, I don't know where he's coming with that one, but you know, it's nice when you get compared to a horse like Scotch Notch, but I think we've got a long way to go before we get anywhere near those heights. But it's interesting, you know, she's a lovely big striding mare, and you think sometimes, you know, her best is to be out and running and, you know, just bowling along, but probably three of her more impressive wins have been curled up on the fence and just getting that split late, and just probably testament to the fact that she really wants to win, and she's got a lovely big stride, and when she balances up, she can go.
Elder Baron Knox will be at a bit of odds in the fourth. Can we expect an upset?
Look, he's got the talent to do it, Dan. We know that. We know in his work that, you know, one day if he ever realises how good he is, he could win a race like this, but he doesn't always bring it to the races, and he mixes his form a lot. He raced Monday at Horsham and he was terrible. He just didn't seem at all interested. He got run off his feet and just didn't go any good at all. I worked him Tuesday, Wednesday, and he's about to go and do another lot of heats. There's been absolutely nothing wrong with his work, so who knows what he'll bring. But he's got the talent, but you know, on his recent form, he needs to improve a hell of a lot.
What about Sonny Petit in that final event there at Melton on Friday night?
Yeah, she's been a lovely little surprise in some of her runs. She shows really, really good closing speed, and she seems to be improving all the time. And we'll just have to make a couple of little changes going into tomorrow night just to help her get around the bends, hopefully a little bit better. But if we can help her with that, you know, she won't be out of this race. And she's come through Tuesday night's run really well and really happy with how she is in herself.
And well, actually, one of the really good chances I think you've got, it mightn't be favourite, but the form line's there to suggest it'll go well, and that's Master Moonlight on Friday night.
Yeah, look, it's a race. You know, it looks good on paper for him. He's been running against probably better company, and his form, you know, all through his runs has been really consistent. You know, if he can settle close enough, I'm sure he'll be running well.
On Saturday night, Hordecam, I thought he's been impressive in his first two starts for his career. Now, he takes on a pretty good field in the Group 1 for the two-year-old trotting colts and geldings. And he gave Plymouth Chubb, the champion two-year-old trotter so far this season, one hell of a scare there at Maryborough the other day, Matty. Can you tell us, was he finishing off and coming strongly at Plymouth Chubb, or was it a case that Plymouth Chubb was switching off?
Oh, I think you might have found, you know, Plymouth Chubb might have been switching off. But to Hordecam's credit, you know, his two runs, the thing that I've really liked about his runs is that, you know, he's probably his last 100 has been his best, and he's come through his heat run extremely well. And you just hope, you know, with a horse like him only going into a big race like this third start, that he doesn't get overwhelmed with the occasion, but that he continues that upward spiral. And he gives us every indication that that's the case, but it, you know, it's going to be a really tough ask. And there's, you know, there's a few others in the race that, you know, you look at their heat runs, their times are pretty good for the last half. So he's going to have to really improve. But just to give you an indication, he's just done a bit of work with Think Kalas, and he's indicating that he's right on song for Saturday night.
Well, that's going to trim him up a little bit, I think.
You better get on, Dan, quickly.
Yeah, we were having a little bit of a argy-bargy as to whether he was finishing off or whether it was Plymouth Chubb switching off, and I think we agreed that it was a nil-all draw there. It was a bit of both, wasn't it? He's a son of a gun. Now, I thought on a night where there was a number of horses that broke the clock, he was one of them. The only horse in his semi-final that didn't qualify by being on the pegs from the 800.
Yeah, he's been a great little racehorse all the way through, and he's continued to improve. And probably his two best runs have been, you know, when he's been on the fence and they've gone really hard throughout. And one of those, you know, he was able to win at Geelong in the Tatler, and sort of showed when they went really hard off the back that he could continue on up the straight in a race like that. And he probably needs a similar sort of run on Saturday night to be a factor, but you know, can't discount his gait speed. He's got lovely gait speed to sort of hold his position, and hopefully, you know, he can settle nice and close. And they do go hard and they go to war. Hopefully, he's the one at the end that's ready to pound.
Matty Craven's been good enough to join us here on Green Light On as we preview Breeders' Crown Weekend. And Matty will be one of the major players and one of the most important participants for mine anyway, come Saturday night, because of the draws of his horses and their winning chances. And I have made He's a Son of a Gun my best value bet of the night, Matty, from gate number one. Sophia's got a couple of decisions to make. Have you been talking tactics? You probably don't want to give too much away here on Green Light On today, but could she lead all of the way on He's a Son of a Gun, or do you think he is better following speed?
Oh, it's interesting, Gareth. He's sort of, you know, the times that he has led in these races, you know, he's been right there at the finish and probably just been run down. But in saying that, he's improved a lot since those runs. So, Look, Sophia, you know, I'm sure she'll be coming out as hard as possible and looking to, you know, hold her own at the start for sure, and then she can just weigh it up. You know, if he happens to lead easy, he'll be more than happy to see him in front. But if that's not the case and the others are going to get by him, showing that those runs sort of tucked away on the inside, you know, is sort of what he's capable of.
Sevilla's got an amazing knack here, Matt, where the horses, A, they run for her, but the way they seem to explode for her when they're driven cold, either that or there's the way you train, or they're just those sorts of horses. But there's a few of them that we've seen. You mentioned your trotting mare before, and obviously this bloke, when they're driven cold, they just need that inch of daylight, and they seem to just take off like a firecracker.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, we're hopefully getting a few more quality horses around the stable. You know, she has got a lovely knack of horses running for her, and they seem to be able to get out of the gate. You know, one thing that my horses are always capable of is they're always, you know, good out of the gate. But she's really taken that to the next level where she can get them out of the gate, and they just seem to drop the bit. Mm. You know, it's a great skill for her to have, and, you know, the more and more she goes around in these big races, the better she gets. And I'm so proud of the effort, you know, that she's done so far over a short period. And you know, I'm hoping not too far away that she gets a big race under her belt.
And you take a look at the driving duties there for the Craven camp. She has quickly taken over as the number one driver for the stable, Maddie. But in saying that, I see that you've changed drivers here with Better Call Me. Sophia was down yesterday. Now you're down on him. Gate number two. What do you think happens at the start with him in the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final on Saturday night?
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. This horse has sort of developed sort of over his last four or five starts a lot better gate speed, and he's seen, you know, when he's running the heat, you know, that he did leave the gate really well. And look, we'll be trying to do that again. The horse who inside Ian Buck, you know, I'm sure it'll be, you know, have the exact same idea. And I think, I don't know, but I have a feeling that Acmeow could just brush by us both. But we'll be doing our very best to hold him out. And, you know, we have to improve to be winning or even running top three. But he's running in the semi-final the other night. He sort of ran into third and really wasn't fully extended. So hopefully, you know, that nice run through the semi will hold him in good stead for Saturday night, and whether he ends up in front or following in the trail, I'm sure you'll run a good race.
And just the one to cap off, I think we might have skipped over a lot of muscle. Usually when you do that, they come out and win at 30-1. So we better get a comment on him. He's racing, yes, Friday night.
Yeah, his sectionals the other night were very, very good. He got home, you know, really well, and we were hoping to sneak into the Inter-Dominion with him, but unfortunately, although, you know, it's not over yet, he's out scratching, but he ended up at 29 from, I think, the list where he needed to be 24. So, you know, we didn't quite sneak into the
final. I wouldn't give up on him just yet, Matty.
Well, look, we can only hope. And, you know, his run on Saturday night, you know, was full of merit. He got home extremely well from out wide and drawn the fence. Look, hopefully he can hold up or be thereabouts, close up on the fence. And if that's the case, you know, those couple of really good horses, you know, might be just a fraction good for him, but he won't be far away.
I think he's worth a bet at 100-1 for the Inter-Dominion. I've got a feeling he might sneak through, Matty.
I'm not too sure, you know, with the horses that you know, are still in those rankings, whether they'll all be going. But we can only hope that you know, he might fall into the final 24. And I think the three heats, you know, on the big, you know, deck at Menangle, if he happens to make the final, will really suit him down the ground.
Good on you, Matty. We wish you the best of luck. What's your best over the weekend?
You know, they're all drawn on Saturday night to give themselves a chance if they're good enough. But they're in quality fields. So, yeah, probably Saturday night, feel like even the little trotter and Son of a Gun are probably, you know, on par as to where they could end up. And on Saturday night, hopefully, you know, Aldebaran Test can really come to the fore and maybe a little Lot of Muscle.
Good on you, Matty. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much.
There's Matty Craven. So it was interesting to get his thoughts there, especially with his Saturday night runners. Dan, we've got a $200 staking plan for Saturday night. We'll also touch on Friday night as well. What's your best bet come Saturday night? It's just a wonderful program. It's a tough meeting, but if you can find a couple of winners, you'll find plenty of value.
I think there's a lot of value, certainly in a lot of the races. I'm looking, well, there's a few races.
Do you want to whip, sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. Do you want to whip through each race? We'll go through each race. I've got about 10
Let's
or so minutes. And we can have a little bit of fun. And it's pretty easy to run through them and have a quick assumption for our listeners. Race one, I think he's a good thing. Honolulu Bay, I think he'll just have too much of a turn of foot for his rivals.
I thought pretty much a match in two, MacDan. I thought he was much better last start, and he's got the front line draw, so he's got to be respected from two. Yep, look, Honolulu Bay was terrific first up, but with MacDan in front, I think he can be a few lengths better horse. I've tipped the two, but pretty much a toss of the coin, MacDan, Honolulu Bay.
The three-year-old Colts and Geldings final for the Trotters is a beauty. I think What's Up Majestic, Olavici, that was really good there the other day. Aldebaran Zeus is the horse to beat. But Kiang Ninja and Kai Valley Hotspur, I think all of those horses I mentioned can win that race.
And I'd throw in Parisian Artiste.
Sorry, I've got him as well. Yep.
Mufasa Metro as well. Even though he's out of the draw, he's going so well. I think it's an even race, but the depth is really high here. And I probably, the obvious one is Aldebaran Zeus, because I think he might be able to lead. But every horse that we've just mentioned there, I think they've all got winning chances. Mufasa Metro is the best value, though. He's way over the odds. I thought he's been forgotten about largely, and he might be worth something each way.
Can't win, Dan, from out there. Impossible.
Why?
I'll give you 50 to 1.
I think I got that anyway. You'll have to double it.
All right, then I'll give you 60 to 1. I think Tough Love's a good bet in race number three in the two-year-old fillies final, because I think she's out in front of and out of trouble. She was ultra-impressive for mine there at Maryborough. I can't believe they continue to back just a bit touchy. Like, it's $2.60. You're taking that whether it stays in its gate. And it's drawn outside the second row.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it was a terrific run in its heat, but, well, we saw with Alpha Male last night at Ballarat, no matter how much ability you've got, you still got to get it right and trot, otherwise you can't beat far inferior horses. Look, my goalposts are wide enough here. I've got respect for Double Joey from the Better Gate, Aldebaran Vera, Illawong Bonita, Paris K, I think has got plenty of ability. Egret was good in its heat.
Yeah.
But the one I've actually come up with, I've actually tipped it on top, Gareth. I really liked the run at Maryborough. Got too far back, and then it got held up, and probably in the end was lucky to qualify, but it really got to the line well. Second up from a break, and that's Aldebaran Misty. It'll be third up on Saturday night, and I think it's way over the odds. So it's my value or long shot for the night, Aldebaran Misty.
Great to see Jeffrey Webster driving more. He's one of my all-time favourites, Jeffrey, and he's trading the house down as well. So,
team are flying, aren't they?
Yeah, team are going great guns. Race number four or five on the program, I think He's a Son of a Gun is one of the better bets on the program.
Four, race number four.
I'm backing Horta Cam here at $17, and Plymouth Chubb's also in my early quaddy. But if Horta Cam is untapped, I think he's got so much improvement in him. And if he's working with Pink Galas this week and performing well, that's enough for me to say he's worth an each-way bet at $17.
He's a bit like Sounds Perfect, who is the two-year-old filly. You know, lightly raced, only having their third start. But Horta Cam made ground on Plymouth Chubb. We had a little tete-a-tete as to whether Plymouth Chubb was switching off or Horta Cam was finding the line. And we sort of agreed that it might have been a bit of both. But the thing is, Horta Cam has probably got a lot more improvement in it. Plymouth Chubb has got an amazing record, clearly the horse to beat. But I thought Horta Cam would be closer in the market. I thought it would definitely be in single-figure odds. So I sense that there's a bit of value about it at the moment.
I think he's in race four. I think he's maybe 1-1 or 3 back the moving line. I think Plymouth Chubb is in the breeze. I would doubt Chris Lang would hand up once again with Courage Stride in that race. Race number five, the two-year-old Colts and Geldings final. Geez, I like a couple here. I think he's a Charlie's Angel, and he's a Son of a Gun's one of my better bets. I think you can back both those horses each way and get a great run for your money. Catch a Wave, he's the best horse in the race, but I can't take $1.80 for him drawn outside that second row.
Yeah, look, he's a terrific horse catcher wave. It's going to be a challenge, particularly if he's not able to work to the lead mid-race. But that actually might suit him, because last week when he got to the front, he seemed to race in patches and switch off. So he might actually be better chasing. But I like he's a son of a gun as well. Initially when the barrier draw came out, he was around the $8 mark, and that was great value. Obviously nowhere near that now, but he'll get the right run, and his effort last week, I thought, considering he didn't place, it was an exceptional performance, because he's a peg line horse, and he's got an outstanding sprint on him, and I think he'll get the race run to suit.
Listening to Andy Gass and listening to Matty Craven, they will go very quick from the start here in the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final. I'm with Beyond Delight because of that. I thought his run was excellent there the other day. I think he's a great price. I'm putting American Dealer into my quaddy and also Major Moth. I think the Swoopers might come into play here.
If Act Now, the harder he has to work early, the better chance everything else might well have in the race. The easier Act Now leads, I think it's more difficult for them to beat him. But he's the testing material. I've got to go with him. Beyond Delight, nobody could miss his run last week. It was outstanding. He did break the clock, didn't he? His sectional times were amazing, but he still didn't win. And the possibility that the race might be run similarly, we might see the same result. So Act Now for me.
Three-year-old filly's final, nearly the highlight of the night for mine. I'm taking on Better Twist. I love the filly. I've got so much respect for her, but can she sit in the breeze?
You can't love her too much then. You're taking her on.
Well, I'm taking her on.
I respect her brave. You don't send them
away. I respect how brave she is, and I respect her tenacity to enjoy a contest. But I'm with Tough Tilly at $10. I think Ladies in Red's my best bet on the program. I even give Joanna a small chance. And even a horse like a Life's at Beach could surprise there at $10, Dan.
Well, Joanna, initially I thought, oh, well, she can't win from the draw. But if the race is run in such a way, Ladies in Red's three wide, Joanna could end up three wide with cover or vice versa, depending on the pressure that's put on. Because I think Better Twist has shown she's a really good stayer, and it's got to be run at a genuine tempo. And for it to be run at a genuine tempo, she's going to be the one making the tempo. And I don't think she'll lead. I don't think Beach Music would hand up. I think Beach Music would lead. Do you not think that? Or do you think Tay-Tay and Treachery might be able to cross her at the start?
Well, they'll cross at the start, but then Beach Music will work to the front at some stage. With a lap to go, Beach Music will be in front of Better Twist. And I think that they'll break the field up down the back, and somehow Ladies in Red will be able to slot in and then go Wooshka at the top of the straight.
At good odds too. So this will be the best price I think you've seen Ladies in Red start since perhaps her first or second start in her career.
Yep, the two-year-old filly's final, down. We've got Shepherd Not Far Away. It's a raffle for mine. I've gone with Sounds Perfect, but I think there's a host of chances. Heavily Signed's the bet for me at $9 the place at the moment.
Yeah. Look, I agree with that as well. I've got her in my top four. I've picked Petty on, but like you, I can. There's not many I can rule out here. I think it's a terrific race.
You have to see the run of Queen Alita the other day to get over the top of Aldebaran Ursula in that semi-final or heat there of the Breeders' Crown at Maribyrnong last start. She is in fine form.
Yeah. Look, we've seen a lot of times her in front and just do the job, but the way she was finding the line, chasing last start, was an extra string to her bow. So clearly she's the one to beat. She's a pleasure, is scratched out of that race now, which is a great shame because I thought she had a really good chance.
We'll head to Shepherd and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up our staking plan and also our best bets over the next couple of nights there at Melton for Breeders' Crown weekend. And the last race there at Melton on Saturday night, Dan, 225 Margita. We've got Techie's Angel at $3, and I'm all over Amazing Dream at $2.40. The way that she went there the other night at Melton, they don't go much bigger than what she produced there.
Yeah, look, she was awesome, and the $22.40 is more up her alley. It was over the sprinting trip last week. But I can see a similar scenario here. If Techie's Angel leads, and I expect that she's a good chance to do that, she's very good in front, Amazing Dream will have to sit parked again. And if Belladonna Girl, who was 150-1, was able to run down Techie's Angel last week, if Majida's getting the same run, surely Majida can then run down Techie's Angel. It's just a matter of whether Amazing Dream is just too strong for Majida. But I thought Majida was good from the back last week. I know she was never in the race, but if you just solely watch her run, she carved out the sectionals to suggest that she's going really well. All she needs is a barrier draw. Well, she gets it, and I think she can win.
I think you can have something each way on Horticam Saturday night there in the two-year-old Trotters final, race number 3 at Melton. Keen on, he's a son of a gun. in the two-year-old Colts and Geldings for the Pacers, drawn Barry number one. And I think Ladies in Red in race seven, number 12. She can win the three-year-old Phillies division of the Breeders' Crown, Dan. And on Friday night, Aldebaran Crescent, the place, into Willie Go West to defeat General Dodge in the free-for-all for the Breeders' Crown eligible Pacers.
Gee, that's going to be another fantastic race, isn't it? Looking forward to that one as well. And that's just a set-up then Saturday night. So there's a lot to look forward to. Haven't quite picked out a best bet for Friday night yet, but definitely that race. It's not a match race per se, but Willie Go West, General Dodge, and then you add Malcolm's Rhythm into the mix and a whole lot of very good open-class horses. That's going to be the highlight on a terrific card. So it's a double-header, Friday night and Saturday night. My best's on Saturday night. Act Now is my best of the night. Majida's my next best. Thinking about having an all-up, both of those for the win. I agree with you, he's a son of a gun, best each way. It's been well found now, but obviously was larger odds in. And my long shot, I reckon Aldebaran Misty's worth having something on at a big price.
Okay, Trots Vision Sky Racing active on Saturday night. I'll be out there, but Trots Vision on Friday night as well with Robbie Orbit, Dan Malecki, Jason Bonington and the team. Always a pleasure, Danny. Love catching up with you and enjoy the weekend of harness racing.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Gary.